This is Making Sense in the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Donald Trump's presidential campaign may consider Hillary Clinton to be public enemy number one, but the media and the reporters covering the GOP candidate are close behind. Here's Trump just a few days ago in Tampa talking about the journalist at his rally.
These people are among the most dishonest people in the world, the media. They are the worst. They're trying to fix the election for crooked Hillary.
Kelly, Donald Trump's no stranger to media. What's this all about?
You got to imagine Donald Trump has many different audiences, but his primary audience is those people standing right in front of him at that rally. So if he can point back to the platform of reporters and vilify them, that's a win for Donald Trump. He's not really thinking about how that plays outside of that environment, because when you and I hear that, and when anybody in the audience hears that, and they are not in that auditorium, they have a different reaction.
Just a few months ago, wasn't he talking about all the free media he was getting?
Oh, yeah, he was bragging about it. He told people that he could manipulate the media and that he didn't need to buy ads because he got all the media coverage that he wanted.
And he talks about the media being in the bag with Hillary Clinton, but campaign reporters haven't had a great relationship with her either.
Right. The reporters who cover Hillary Clinton have complained that they don't get access, that she doesn't hold enough press conferences or give them opportunities to ask her questions. You recall there was this famous image of a bunch of reporters being cordoned off by plastic tape and like they were cattle or something. So Hillary Clinton is not exactly a good friend to the media either.
It's not the media's job to be the friend of the candidates.
No, but it is the media's job to find a way to have access to the candidates so that they can get information to give to the public. And that's what's been difficult with both of these candidates.
There are just a couple days left in this crazy campaign, and I'm going to ask you about a couple of the kind of interesting things media have been doing. The New York Times ran a 2-page list of the people Donald Trump has criticized on Twitter. And then the Tallahassee Democrat did something interesting when Trump came to town a couple of days ago. Tell me about that.
So the Tallahassee Democrat published 4 front page letters to Donald Trump. They were from citizens in the community, and they were from people on staff at the Tallahassee Democrat. And what they were trying to do is get his attention and get him to listen to the concerns that people have about him as a presidential candidate in a different way. No reaction from the Trump campaign, so no idea if it was successful. But I thought it was a pretty unique approach when everything else has been tried.
So the Tallahassee Democrat tried this, but isn't one of the major jobs of journalists to help inform voters about what's on their ballot?
Right. So I'm going to sound off here. I really need a better ballot guide. I started filling out my ballot this morning, and I don't know what some of these things are. Charter amendments to the county charter? Like, what is that? And I tried to find a good county voter guide for myself, and I couldn't really find one. I had to Google every single initiative to figure out what I wanted to vote on. I suspect that I am like most voters, and I don't go into the voting booth completely educated about all of the things that I have to vote on, and a voter guide would help me. And I think that most journalists are missing an opportunity here.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, it is always great talking to you.
See you on Election Day, Mary.